Welcome back to Hot 102.7 and Hot Business. We now turn our attention to some company results. Speaking to the CEO of Sun International, Mr. Anthony Leeming. Anthony, good evening. Thank you very much for taking the time to speak to us. It seems like you've at least had a very good day today, looking at your SENS article that you put out.
Good evening. Good evening to your listeners. Yes, I think, you know, given the period we've been through over the last couple of years, to come through COVID and while there were still restrictions, and basically produce results that are better than we achieved in the first half of 2019, I think is a very credible performance.
Yeah. And I think it's also nice to see that a lot of companies are kind of doing that 2019 comparison rather than 2020, 2021, because those 2 years essentially were anomalous, right? It was not something that we've seen happen before. So to see that we're beating the 2019 numbers and how we compare against them is really encouraging to see that despite everything that's happened, companies are still growing.
Yeah, look, I mean, we obviously look at both, but yes, last year was not normal trading conditions. So we achieved very strong growth in both revenue and EBITDA. But I think the very pleasing thing is that we've managed to grow our margin since 2019, despite having lower revenue. So having a stronger margin, better cash flows, and our debt has come really well under control. So debt's projected to be well below 2x debt to EBITDA by the end of the year. And if you look back in the past, it's always been one of the factors where Sun International has been a bit overgeared, and now we find ourselves in a very strong position and able to resume dividend payments.
Yeah. I was actually going to ask, it's the first time you're paying a dividend since 2016. What was the primary reason for that? Is that just because of the debt reduction, or is there some other motivation behind that?
Yeah, I think, look, the business is in a really good position, and the trajectory of the debt as well as the cash generated, Shield has helped us out during COVID. We did do a rights issue, and we believe the time is right that given where debt levels are, that we can definitely afford dividends and to resume dividend payments, and I think in the future we'll probably increase them further.
Yeah, that's fantastic. And, something like, 82% of the entire group's income comes from Sun Slots and Sun Bet. I'm assuming Sun Slots had a bit of a hard time during COVID, but the online business, is that something you're doing a lot of business in at the moment, or is it something that you're really trying to push into now, doing the online sort of sports betting kind of thing?
Yeah, look, it's Sun Slots, Sun Bet, and the casinos is the 82% of what we term gaming revenue.
Yeah.
So I think, when you look at online, provincial gaming boards have licensed new products such as live games, which is really Baccarat, Blackjack, Roulette. And recently they just announced the slots product. So we offer all those games on our system. So we don't, sports betting less of a factor going forward. And our traditional customer base, being casino players, is well suited to what SunBet offering is. So we are pushing lots and put a lot of emphasis on growth in that area. It's still relatively small, but we are targeting quite aggressive growth in our online business.
Okay, all right. And then I've got a slightly different flavor of question for you. I think that a company like yours is at least somewhat sensitive to broader economic conditions, within the markets in which you operate. So in the short to medium term, there's a lot of talk about this global slowdown and higher interest rates that's going to sort of really put a lot of pressure on the consumer. How much of a threat is that to your business? Or do you see it as an opportunity? What is your take on the economic environment and the influence that it could have on the operations that you have?
Look, at the short term, it'll likely have some sort of impact. But I think a lot of our income tends to be sort of more upper LSMs. A significant portion of casino revenue comes from a small portion of customers, as well as sort of resorts. People travel, stay locally, and don't travel overseas given the price of airline tickets. And that in itself presents an opportunity. I mean, corporates now really looking to get out and sort of get some staff morale going or up in the conference business, and we've seen a big uptick in that area of the business. So not all negative for us, but nobody wants to see high inflation. But I think in the longer term, it will help us grow our revenue, and hopefully we can see economic growth coming out of South Africa. I think there's opportunity for that looking forward. And if that happens, I think the longer term does bode well for our industry.
Okay, yeah, great. So it's good that there's opportunity in there as well. I think that consumer behavior does change, where everybody would try and scatter out for their international holiday once every 2 years or once a year or whatever the case may be. A lot of that travel is now happening domestically, and that might play into your hands a bit. In terms of the sort of the margin expansion that you guys have had, I mean, your sort of gross margin, your adjusted EBITDA margin, sorry, improved from 26.8% to 29.1%. What was the primary driver there? Is that just cost control, or how are you managing to achieve that?
Look, I think when you go look back, we had started some restructuring just prior to COVID, and then during COVID, we stopped and looked at every single line item in the trial balance. There was not one cost we didn't look at, and I think we found sustainable cost savings in excess of 700 million, and that's now in the first time flowing through into our numbers, and we managed to offset increases in sort of a lot of the electricity, water, and those costs, and still grow our EBITDA margin. So really it comes down to cost savings, running the business better, and finding ways of doing things in a more efficient manner.
And you mentioned electricity, so we've seen government kind of make the move to allow corporates to generate their own power, to become almost, you know, Eskom independent, if you will. Are you guys planning on doing any investment in that space, energy storage, you know, energy generation, to become a bit less dependent on Eskom? Because you do mention that, you know, despite load shedding, despite all the different disruptions that we've had, obviously there has been some disasters and unrest and all the rest. I mean, the only one of those that we can really control here is our electricity supply by becoming independent of the utility. Do you guys have any plans to do that?
Yes, we're looking at all options at the moment, including purchase agreements, as well as developing some of our own solar sites. So we will be on that, and hopefully by the end of the year, when we make our year-end announcement, we will make some announcement in terms of our future energy needs. The one issue is obviously solar is a lot easier than sort of the easiest one, but storage then becomes a problem, and storage is very expensive. So we're looking at a number of options to see what we can do, but we definitely want to not just only reduce reliance on Eskom, but also, you know, green environment, produce electricity in a more green friendly manner is one of our key targets and our objectives.
That carbon neutrality, right? It's a nice target to aim for in the next sort of 5 to 10 years.
Absolutely.
Okay, well, awesome. Thank you very much for taking the time to speak with us this evening, and congratulations on a wonderful set of results. And there's a lot of shareholders out there that are going to be enjoying a nice fancy dividend.
Yeah.
I think this is an exciting sector of our economy to be involved in at the moment. So well done on a solid result.
Thank you very much.
All right. That was Anthony Leeming, the CEO of Sun International, chatting with us this evening. You're on Hot Business.